And the man who was burning the fire is the guardian of hellfire, Malik. And the room that you saw on the tree is the room reserved for the believers, the men and women. And then the room that was above it is the room of ash-shuhada. And look up. And I am Jibreel and this is Mikael. Now look up. So Rasulullah ﷺ looked up at the sky and Rasulullah ﷺ said, I saw way up in the sky what appeared to be like clouds. They told me, that is your home. I told them, let me visit my home. They said, no. You still have some life to spend on earth. When it's over, then you can visit your home. That house on the tree is for the believers who die in dunya. But the house above it, the room above it, is for ash-shuhada, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the shaheed. And then way up, it cannot even be seen by the eyes, is the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for the leader of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a few other things that could cause punishment in the grave, like being in debt. You owe someone money. And there's a hadith where one of the sahaba passed away. So Rasulullah told his brother, go and pay the debt of your brother because your brother is being held from Jannah with his debt. He cannot go to Jannah until his debt releases him. So the debt is surrounding that sahabi and he cannot go to Jannah until it's paid off. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his brother, pay it off. Pay off your brother's debt. There's also something that could cause harm to the dead, and that is the excessive weeping of his or her family. If you pass away and your family weep on you excessively, that could cause some pain. Because when Umar ibn Khattab was injured and he was passing away, Suhaib, the companion of Rasulullah ﷺ, al-Sahabi, Suhaib al-Rumi, he came and he saw Umar ibn Khattab and he started to cry. Umar ibn Khattab said, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتِ يُعَذَّبْ بِبَعْضِ بُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ. The dead person would suffer because of the crying and weeping of his family. Umar ibn Khattab did not want anybody to weep on him. Tears falling down and crying is okay. That's natural. We would feel sorrow and sadness when a loved one passes away. But it should not be excessive and lose patience. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us patient. The tears would drop from the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a loved one would pass away. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never allow himself or any of the sahaba to excessively weep on anyone. What saves from the punishment of the grave? Number one, the good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, when the dead person is buried, he's able to hear the footsteps of the people when they're leaving his cemetery. And then his good deeds would surround him. So salah would come next to his head. Fasting would come on his right side. And zakah would come on the left side. And then the other good deeds would come next to his feet. So whenever this person would be attacked from the head, the salah would say, no, you cannot come from this side. And whenever the attack is from the right side, the siyam would say, no, you cannot come from this side. And the zakah would say, you cannot come from this side. And the other good deeds would say, you cannot come from next to the feet. And they would be making a shield surrounding this person from every side, providing him with protection. Number two, al-isti'adhatu min adhab al-qabr. Seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the punishment of the grave. فَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا تَشَهَّدَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعٍ يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when you make tashahud, then seek refuge in Allah from four things. Seek refuge in Allah from the punishment of hellfire, and from the punishment of the grave, and from the fitna of life and death, and from the fitna of the false messiah, الدجال. So it is sunnah to say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال, after tashahud and before salam. In your salah, after you finish the tashahud,